That night we rested, nursing in our breasts hard thoughts of one another. Zeus was preparing us the ill that comes from wrong. At dawn we dragged our ships into the sacred sea and put therein our goods and the low-girdled women. Half of the host held back, remaining with the son of Atreus, Agamemnon, the shepherd of the people, while we, the other half, embarked and sailed. Swiftly our ships ran on. God smoothed the billowy deep. Arrived at Tenedos, we offered sacrifices to the gods as homeward bound. But Zeus had not yet willed our coming home, cruel to waken bitter strife a second time. Part turned their curved ships back and sailed with Odysseus, keen and crafty, again to proffer aid to Agamemnon, the son of Atreus. I, with the company of ships which followed me, pressed onward, for I knew some power intended ill. On pressed the warlike son of Tydeus, too, inspiriting his men. Later upon our track came light-haired Menelaus, who overtook us while at Lesbos we debated on the long sea voyage, doubtful if we should sail above steep Chios by way of the island of Syria, with Chios on our left, or under Chios and past windy Mimas. We therefore begged of God to show some sign, and he made plain our way, bidding us cut the center of the sea straight for Euboea, if we would soonest flee from harm. The whistling wind began to blow, and swiftly along the swarming water sped our ships, and touched at night Geristus, where on Poseidon's altar we laid many thighs of bulls, thankful that we had compassed the wide sea. It was the fourth day when the crews of Diomed the horseman, son of Tydeus, moored their trim ships at Argos. I still held on toward Pylos, nor did the breeze once fall after the god first sent it forth to blow. And thus it was I came, dear child, bringing no tidings. Nothing I know about the rest of the Achaeans, which were saved and which were lost. But all that I have learned while sitting here at home, this, as is proper, you shall know. I will hide nothing from you. Safely, they say, returned the spearmen of the Myrmidons, whom the proud son of fierce Achilles led. Safely, too, Philoctetes, the gallant son of Poeas, and back to Crete, Idomeneus brought all his men. All who escaped the war, the sea took not a man. About the son of Atreus you yourselves have heard, though you live far away, how he returned, and how Aegisthus plotted his doleful death. And yet a fearful reckoning Aegisthus paid. When a man dies, how good it is to leave a son! That son took vengeance on the slayer, wily Aegisthus, who had slain his famous father. You too, my friend, for certainly I find you fair and tall, be strong, that men hereafter born may speak your praise.